Well, let's take a break from the news now for a Schubert edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. This week we are looking at Franz Schubert, the Austrian composer who died in 1828 at the age of 31, long before anyone could fully recognize his genius, as we do today for pieces like Ave Maria. Joining us now is David Rutherford, classical host at Colorado Public Radio. Hi, David.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Thanks for joining us for this Schubert edition, and we will get to Ave Maria in a few minutes. But first, let's hear some other works. This is a piece you wanted us to hear, Der Lindenbaum, or The Linden Tree. This is from the collection Winterreise, or Winter's Journey.
Die kalten Winde bliesen mir grad ins Angesicht. Die Hut flog mir vom Kopf.
Perfect piece for some of us in this country who are starting to feel that cold wind of winter blowing in.
Yeah, actually, the whole thing, the Winterreise, is about a winter traveler or somebody who's very depressed. They lost their love and they're walking through the forest in the winter and stopping in different places and thinking about their despair. And, mm-hmm. and it goes from despair to even more despair. Except actually for that one song, the Linden Tree. This is kind of a moment of respite in this series of 24 songs. The text was written by Wilhelm Müller, but Franz Schubert's so good at setting those texts to music and capturing the feeling in each of those moments. And so there at the Linden Tree, he says, "At the well by the gate, there stands a linden tree. I dreamed in its shadow many a sweet dream. I carved in its bark many a word of love. In joy and in sorrow, I was always drawn to it." But then it ends in this beautiful way. "Now I am many hours distant from that place, and I still hear it whispering, 'You'll find peace here.'"
Mm-hmm. Now, this is one piece that involves nature. Another one that also involves nature is called Die Forelle, or The Trout. This was also a poem before Schubert adapted it. Let's listen.
Ein Fischer mit der Rute wohl an dem Ufer stand und saß mit kaltem Blute, wie sich das Fischlein wand. So lang dem Wasser hell, so dacht ich nicht gebricht, so fängt die Forelle mit seiner Angel nicht. So fängt die Forelle mit seiner Angel nicht.
You can almost feel the trout trying to escape the fisherman's hook there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bright little brook that is being described there. And the singer is a witness to what's going on. There's a fisherman on the other side of the other bank, and fishing for this trout. And the singer, of course, is identifying with the trout and hoping for him that he doesn't get caught. But eventually, he does.
Hmm. And this is a theme of Schubert, just taking poems and adapting them to music.
Well, he was an amazing songwriter. I think of Franz Schubert as really a cross between Beethoven and James Taylor. Hmm. Or actually, maybe a better connection would be Jim Croce, because Jim Croce died too young. But Franz Schubert was able to write these songs with melodies that are utterly singable. You know, if you go to a James Taylor concert, everybody is singing along with him. And it's the same thing. His melodies are the perfect melody for the words that he wrote to. And he's able to draw out what each of the texts are about, and you're able to feel it as if you were there.
The next one you brought us is perhaps the most famous from Schubert. This has been sung by everyone from Pavarotti to Celine Dion. It is Ave Maria. It means Hail Mary. Let's take a listen.
Virgin del Cielo.
Is such a beautiful piece.
Absolutely. But he didn't write it. Well, he wrote the music, but he didn't write the words that Andrea Bocelli is singing there. He wrote the original words actually came from Sir Walter Scott, from his epic poem about the Lady of the Lake, who shows up in all the Arthurian legends. And so it's a hymn to that virgin, to the lady in the lake, and that's what he wrote. But it starts out with that Ave Maria in the original text. And so somebody got the idea that, oh my goodness, this would be a perfect piece of music for the Latin text as well. Hail Mary, full of grace. Mary, full of grace. Hail, hail the Lord. The Lord is with thee.
But even lyrics aside, it's just a beautiful melody.
Oh, well, that's what, I mean, you're now talking about what Schubert is all about. Mm-hmm. In everything, if you're listening to Schubert, you're always listening for that Schubert melody. In fact, this next piece that we're going to listen to, the Unfinished Symphony, it starts out with this ominous opening here, and then this rustling, very restless motive goes on in the strings. But over the top of that, the oboe and the clarinet come in with this plaintive melody that is so Schubert, it's unmistakable.
Let's listen. This is the Eighth Symphony. Why is this the Unfinished Symphony? Why didn't he finish it?
That's a good question. If you ever come up with the answer to that, you'll be the first. Nobody knows why. He wrote two movements only of the symphony. Most symphonies have four movements. But nobody knows why he wrote it. Maybe he was emotionally drained after writing these incredible two movements, and that's all he had for that. But they are certainly, if you just listen to those two movements, they are certainly complete.
The last one we have time for is the Symphony No. 9, also known as The Great. See, you're reminding me that there are a lot of Schubert pieces that I actually know and recognize. I just didn't realize that they were Schubert until now. But tell us about this one.
Well, the thing about this one is that what you just heard is something that Franz Schubert himself never heard. In fact, most of his symphonic music, he didn't hear an orchestra play. If he ever heard it at all, it was with him and his father and his brothers playing it in a string quartet version in their own living room. Hmm. He just never heard his own music. It wasn't until long after he died that other people started championing his music, like Robert Schumann and Johannes Brahms and Franz Liszt. And so that's called the Great Symphony because he was distinguishing it from another symphony that he wrote in C major that was much smaller. But this is the tragic thing about Franz Schubert. Here with his Ninth Symphony, it's the last symphony that he wrote, he is now finally standing on his own two feet, shoulder to shoulder with Beethoven. And then he dies. How much music would we have had he not died at the age of 31?
How did he die?
Well, that's also up for debate. Most people think that it came from mercury poisoning, which was a treatment for syphilis that he'd gotten several years before.
And today, in this country, if you were to go to the symphony, how likely is it that you're going to hear Schubert?
Well, now, thanks to composers like Mendelssohn and Brahms and Liszt, as I mentioned before, now you're going to hear Franz Schubert, but not his songs, because the songs are no longer in style. Now you're going to hear what people recognize is his greatest output, and that is his symphonies and his string quartets.
David Rutherford, classical music host at Colorado Public Radio, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.